Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. You are listening to CBS Sports Radio, and this is the JR Sport Brief show. Happy Monday to you. A big shout out and thank you to everybody who tuned in to the first hour of the show. It's a 4-hour show, which means if I can do math correctly, I think I can, there are 3 more hours left. A big shout out to everybody tuned in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. Thank you to everybody listening on the free radio.com app, SiriusXM channel 206, people tuned in on CBSSportsRadio.com, Apple Music. I don't care where you're listening. I'm just glad you're here. Even if you're on one of those fancy smart speakers that talk back to you and listen to you, just tell it to play CBS Sports Radio. All right, a big shout out and thank you to super producer Stu Kovacs. And thank you to 3-time Super Bowl champion Mark Schlereth for joining us right before we went to break. You know, we started off talking about the first, I'm doing a terrible job here speaking English, which they don't pay me to speak good English. They pay me just to say things. But we started off the first hour of the show talking about this Super Bowl matchup. You could not have asked for a better game. You know, if you're a football fan, yeah, you can be a fan. You can have rooting interest. Maybe your team didn't even make the playoffs. Maybe your team just got eliminated a week ago. Maybe you're the Ravens. Maybe you're the Saints. Maybe you're the Buffalo Bills. You ain't happy with what went on. Maybe you hate your coach. If you're in Green Bay, and we got plenty of time to talk about that, we're actually going to have a conversation about that next hour. You know, if you're in Green Bay, maybe you look at your coach and go, hey, man, why are you so soft? Why are you making mistakes? Why are you giving the football away? What's going on here? All legitimate points, all legitimate gripes. But the reality is we have Mahomes, we have Brady, and this is an awesome story. Young guy, old guy, young guy establishing himself, already a great old guy looking to pad and put more on top of his legacy and show folks how awesome he is. This is like something that was written in a book. This is an entertainment league, and damn it, we will be entertained, and you will never hear the end of it between now and February 7th when Mahomes and Brady step out onto that field. Now, having said that, you know, Patrick Mahomes had a nice little joke when asked about facing Tom Brady again. Patrick Mahomes, he showcased his sense of humor. Patrick Mahomes pretty much said, a matter of fact, listen to what Patrick Mahomes had to say about facing Brady in the Super Bowl.
Being able to go up against one of the greatest, if not the greatest, quarterback of all time in his 150th Super Bowl, I mean, it's going to be a great experience for me. I mean, to go out there and have a chance to repeat and get to do it against the best. I mean, it's something special, and I'm excited for the opportunity.
Yeah, 150 Super Bowls, gross exaggeration, but this is the facts. Tom Brady, as I told you last hour, this is going to be his 10th Super Bowl. He has competed in 18%, or will have competed in 18% of all the Super Bowls that have ever existed out of the 55. Just name the damn thing after him. And at this point, can anyone legitimately be surprised at his success? Can anybody legitimately look at what Tom Brady is doing, even at his age, and just go, oh, I didn't expect that? You know, even points throughout the season, he's overthrowing guys, and it's like, oh, well, sometimes he hits, sometimes he misses. You think about the win yesterday over the Green Bay Packers, 31-26. He threw three touchdowns. He also threw three interceptions. I don't know if that's going to get the job done in the Super Bowl against, the Kansas City Chiefs. If you're going to tell me that Tom Brady's throwing three interceptions, let's say Tyrann Mathieu snatches out two of them out the air, I'd probably say the Bucs are going to lose. But this man still went out there and threw 40 touchdowns. At 43 years old, he still shows and has shown he's one of the best in the league. And he's trying to run away with almost every statistic imaginable. John Elway is the next quarterback with the most Super Bowl appearances with 5. Tom Brady has doubled him and will double him by the time we get to February 7th with Super Bowl 55. This is what Brady had to say about going to the Super Bowl for the 10th time.
This is the ultimate team sport. And, we've had a lot of people work really hard over a course of a period of time to get to this point. So, it's a tough journey to get here.
Yeah, it's tough. It takes a team. He knows that. He's been to 9. He's lost 3. He's won 6. He's trying to make it 7. Damn. I told you last hour, for a team game, Tom Brady has won himself personally 263 games. The Buccaneers, in their history, have won 287 games. That dates back to the 70s. Tom Brady has had almost more individual success than they've had in their entire career history, the franchise history. It's mind-boggling. It's ridiculous. But as Tom Brady said, it is a team game. He has certainly been the tip of the spear throughout his career, coming up in New England, having that success with Bill Belichick. And before we went to break, before we went to commercial, I said, I'm gonna remind some folks of some things here. When we started the season off, and I'll be right and wrong, I told you I thought that just because they were home, I said, I think it's going to be a close game. I picked the Packers. That ain't happened. But we had folks that were calling me prior to the season start, prior to Tom Brady throwing a snap with the Bucs, where people weighed out the importance of Tom Brady to Belichick. Who was more important? Was Belichick more important than Brady? Was Brady more important than Belichick? And it's ridiculous. And I think it shows as much right now. Just look at what the hell happened this past season. Tom Brady without Bill Belichick, he's going to another Super Bowl. And I told you this last week. When you are an amazing talents just tend to gravitate towards you. You know, you attract with who and what the hell you are. You tend to attract similar. That's just the facts. And so when you're a star, guess what you do? You attract other stars. You have the leverage. You can go ahead and make decisions. You can move. It's not like Tom Brady just went to a team and had success. Tom Brady went to a team that had amazing wide receivers. Because he's Tom Brady, he was able to also attract one of his friends who he also had success with in a Gronkowski. Because he's Tom Brady and he attracts stars around him, he's a winner. People want to be associated with winners. Antonio Brown joins them throughout the course of the season, and he will be returning from his knee injury. And so here he is with a ready-made situation with no training camp, and he's back in the Super Bowl. Meanwhile, Bill Belichick is in New England, and let's be realistic here. For the issues that they had to deal with, for the lack of talent that New England had to go through the season, they finished with a record of 7-9. I could venture to say if Bill Belichick was not their head coach, that they maybe wouldn't even have 7 damn wins. They'd probably be further down into the toilet. They'd be further into the pipes. And so the idea that Belichick did this for Brady or Brady did this solely for Belichick, it's ridiculous. These are some facts here. I don't give a damn who your coach is. You got to have some talent. Tom Brady is an amazing football talent. Tom Brady is the most accomplished quarterback of all time. But like he said, he did it in a team structure. He was the tip of the spear. He had to get the job done. Please go find me, Phil Jackson. Let's put Phil Jackson with the Sacramento Kings right now. And, let's see what he does. Let's put Phil Jackson. Let's bring out Phil Jackson from 1998. Let's put Phil Jackson. Let's team him up with the Washington Wizards, if they were actually playing basketball. And let's see what the hell he can do. Probably a whole lot of nothing. And so there are a few things here. Tom Brady deserves credit for what the hell he's doing here at 43 years old. And it looks like he'll be able to do it for a few more years. And there's no surprises there. For Bill Belichick, I don't think anything is taken away. He's still walking around and will remind you at every chance and opportunity that he gets that, hey, I got 8 Super Bowl rings, all right? And it's not just what he won in New England with Tom Brady with a 6. He was a contributor to the New York Giants in the late 80s and 90s and Bill Parcells. This man has 8 rings. So I'm pretty sure Bill Belichick was tuned in and watching the games yesterday. And I'm pretty sure he grunted and groaned and, he looked at his dog and, maybe he looked at his wife or girlfriend and then he just went about his day and he opened up his drawer. He looked in his chest and he said, damn it, I'm Bill Belichick. I don't think he's losing sleep over this. I know there were some jokes online last night about, Bill Belichick is, it was Tom Brady the whole time. Belichick, no, mutual. They did it together, and they know they did. It's obvious. We all know they did it together. It's just a matter of what point you want to argue. But the most important person is the athlete, and that's Tom Brady. And so I'm not surprised at anything he does anymore. I wouldn't be surprised if they won the Super Bowl. I considered them to be one of the top 6 teams. It was just a matter of whether or not they could mold and get together, get on the same accord. And after their bye week, that is exactly what they did. It's real hard to judge and take a look at, look what happened in September. Look what happened in October and apply it to January. The Bucks went right over the Saints, 30-20. The Bucks yesterday went over the Packers, 31-26. The next stop is obviously Super Bowl 55. They'll have a chance to go over Mahomes and the Chiefs. And right now, they're not favored. Right now, Tom Brady, one more time, is the underdog. I can't imagine, or I think the last time he might have been the underdog was that first Super Bowl appearance. Trying to beat Kurt Warner and all the burners that he had out there offensively. But I tell you this, I don't think anybody could be shocked or surprised at this success. If you needed an entire season to say, well, I guess Tom Brady is good. He did it without Bill Belichick. No, this is a feather in his cap. This is the cherry on top. This is just extra. And I'm pretty sure you're a professional athlete. There is that added motivation to say that, yes, I can do it. For all of the idiots out there who say, well, I needed Bill Belichick. Well, how about my contributions? How about my value as a player? How about what the hell I bring to the table? I'm able to do it without you. So there's no surprises. Outside of blowing out his knee, this man has been healthy. We know whatever the hell he does with his diet is rather interesting. He won't have a tomato because it's too acidic or whatever the case may be. He's allergic or afraid of ice cream. And, you know, bread probably makes him blow up. I have no idea. He's doing weird stretches. Bill Belichick says, get your trainer out of here. It don't matter. He's having success. It's working. He's doing it without Belichick. Would he be able to do this years ago? Would it have been as easy? Maybe not. But like I said, Tom Brady has cachet. Tom Brady has success. Tom Brady is the greatest. Tom Brady is a star. Wherever the hell he goes, things will gravitate and work out around him, as we've seen. So to be 43 years old here, to have participated in 18% of all the Super Bowls, to have won more than 260 games, to have a chance to pick up another, a seventh Super Bowl. There are no surprises here with Tom Brady. He's been doing it for so long and still at a ridiculously high level. I wouldn't expect anything different. Let's see if he can go over the edge and extend his lead in the record books by picking up another Super Bowl. It's an amazing story, like I say. I'd love to see Mahomes, you know, kind of move the old guy out the way and say, hey, this is me. It's my turn, my time now. And it's just an amazing story just to see Tom Brady show up and say, I'm not leaving. I'm not going anywhere. And even if Brady wins, even if Brady loses, we should not be surprised at the success that he has had, whether he's with Bill Belichick or now not in that space. A matter of fact, I want you to hear what Bruce Arians had to say on Fox after the game. He was with Tom Rinaldi, and this is what Bruce Arians had to say about what Brady has meant to the team.
You wanted number 12 to come down and become a part of this mission and this group, Bruce. How do you describe what he has meant to make this moment a reality?
This trophy, the belief he gave everybody on this organization that this could be done. It only took one man.
Oh, wow. Don't drink the Kool-Aid too much now. I don't know. Bruce Arians is, I don't know. He got the altar in the house. I have no idea. But maybe he should have it there if it's going to get him his first Super Bowl here as a head coach. So there are no surprises here with Tom Brady. Good for him. Congratulations. Whether you love him, whether you don't love him, you got to respect what he has done. There's no surprises here. I'm going to go ahead and hit these phone lines up. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Are you surprised at what Tom Brady has done? Are you surprised that he did this in his first year? Are you surprised that there's no Bill Belichick, that Belichick is sitting and watching at home just like everybody else? I know he's 43. I know he's been doing this for 20 years. I know this is a brand new team, new teammates, new situation, new coach. But when you're the star, when you're the sun, everything revolves around you. And that's Tom Brady. There ain't no surprises here. Your calls when we come back, 855-212-4CBS. Are you surprised about what's going on with the 43-year-old Tom Brady? It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You heard the number, 855-212-4CBS. That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're taking some time to talk about this Tom Brady guy. The man who is going to his 10th Super Bowl. He's doubled up on the appearances of the next closest guy. That's John Elway. Tom Brady, he's gonna have started in 18% of all Super Bowls. The Bucs go over the Packers yesterday, 31-26. He throws three touchdowns. He also throws three interceptions. But this man, he turned the Buccaneers from, you know, what was a joke to and also ran into Super Bowl contenders. They're right there. This was the thought process. This was the plan. And the fact that he's doing it in a different space and a different team and a team that he didn't or wasn't allowed to get fully acclimated to. There was no OTA. There was no traditional practice schedule. There was COVID. There's the new team. There's so much. But talent wins overall. And like I just said before the break, this guy is like the sun. When you are the sun, when you are the brightest star, yeah, things revolve around you. So he went to Tampa Bay, and without Bill Belichick, he's still having success. Are you surprised? I'm not. Seems like everything was aligned and set up, and the team, they got on a roll, and here they are. Before I go ahead and hit these phone lines up, you can also tweet me at JR Sport Brief, but I got to remind you, since we're talking about Super Bowl 55, I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. And with every score change during Super Bowl 55, someone wins $50,000 in the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes. You can see rules and you can enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Go ahead, try to win some money, folks. They won't let me win it, so go on ahead. Go ahead and get that money if you can. Mike is calling up from Pittsburgh. Mike, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Are you surprised that what Tom Brady is doing right now?
Hey, JR, I love your show. No, not at all. I don't like him, but I don't hate him. So I'm like that kind of guy because he beat our Steelers every year. Like, I just so many years, we just couldn't get over it. Every year was like, we just got to get past Tom Brady. We just could never do it. But you have to give, like you said, you have to give him respect to the guy at his age. What he's doing on the field, and even when he threw them three interceptions, he was 5 points up, and it didn't even faze him. And that tells you the greatest quarterback to the young quarterbacks probably would have lost that game. He'd have probably been nervous and lost that game. But, yeah, it's a great matchup. I can't wait to see it. So with that, that's all I got, JR. Thanks, man.
No, thank you so much, Mike, for calling from Pittsburgh. Yeah, like what? Yeah, you can hate Tom Brady from a sports sense. Yeah, but you can't hate him as like a human. I mean, what is he doing? Is he like, you know, kicking children? Is he snatching candy from kids? Like, what is he doing? Nothing. This guy hangs out with his family, has a super model wife and houses and money and plays football. Like, come on, he's living the life. Can't be mad at the guy. Beating the hell out of your team, beating them every year. It's just what he's supposed to do, right? Solo is calling up from Arkansas. Solo, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Taking my call. I just wanted to say that I'm a huge Brady fan. I've watched him his whole career. And it's just cool to see this progression of where he's gone. And I think a big part of this is, you know, he's very smart, knowing, like, where to go. So he knew his time at the Patriots was up, and he saw the opportunity at Tampa with Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. You know, he knew that there was opportunity there, and he saw that they were 7-19. And so I think all that played into his decision, and you know, he's not only the best football quarterback of all time, but I think he's the best decision maker of all time. And he knew when his time was up with the Patriots. He's not about nostalgia, you know. He's not about leaving his legacy. He's all about winning. So I just think that's super cool. So I'm not surprised that he's going to the Super Bowl again. I just think that's well deserved and totally on him.
Okay. Well, thank you, Solo, for calling up from Arkansas. That's tricky when it comes down to whether Tom Brady knew his time was up. Obviously he did. He left. He didn't have to leave. But in a lot of times, in a lot of cases, when it comes to a professional relationship, you know, there comes a point in time where things come to an end. When it comes to the sports business, that's how it rolls. You know, nobody gets a lifetime gig all the time. And we could talk about and unfortunately, you know, I think we're a day away from his passing a year ago with Kobe Bryant. There was a point in time where he was ready to bounce the hell away from the Los Angeles Lakers. When you achieve, you climb the mountaintop, you know, everybody who gets there, you can get kind of, the people around you can grate you a little bit. You know, the team has one agenda to win. Ultimately, the player has an agenda to achieve greatness. Everyone has different thoughts and ideas. Quite frankly, it appeared obvious to me that, you know, Bill Belichick, he wanted to move on faster than Tom Brady wanted to. And Tom Brady, yeah, he's like, you know what? If I'm not appreciated, if you don't want me here, watch me leave. And so, yeah, there has to be a sense of satisfaction at what he's doing and what he might achieve come February 7th. There ain't no doubt about that. 855-212-4CBS. Dale is calling from California. Dale, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, JR, man? Love the show.
Thank you, Dale. Go ahead.
Just wanted to talk about, I loved what you just said about Brady. Well, you didn't use these words, but being up from under the shadow of the Patriots. I am I really don't like the Patriots. I'm not going to use the H word, but okay, I'll use it. I hate them. And I think Bill Belichick is just too cocky and too arrogant, and that actually rubbed off on Brady, and that rubbed off the wrong way on me. I started not liking Brady, but you got to say he is the GOAT. 100%. Now that everybody says, oh, he's the product of the system and Belichick and New England and Kraft and all that.
Yeah, trash.
It's not. Yep. It's not. He is the GOAT, and I'm intrigued. I really am pushing for him, even though I'm not a huge, huge Brady fan. I just want to see him do it somewhere else so people can actually crown him as the GOAT. And I will acquiesce and say, you know what? He is. I mean, 10 Super Bowls? Get out of here. That's just ridiculous. The guy is the GOAT. Let him go out there and get his 7. Wear those rings proudly. Maybe he'll run out of fingers eventually, you know?
Well, Dale, let me tell you something, and thank you for calling from California. Run out of fingers? No. Nah. Can't. Not happening. That I'd be surprised about. Would I be surprised if he wins on Sunday, February 7th, and boom, Tom Brady has 7 rings? No, he's a game away. Would I be surprised if Tom Brady at one point in time walked around with 8 Super Bowl rings? No, I would not be surprised if he had 8. And I may be getting ahead of myself. This is in reference to what you just said. Maybe he'll fill up his whole damn hand, both of them. No. 9 and 10? I'd be shocked as hell. Nah. Uh-uh. No. I'm not. What is he? He's Bill Russell now? Uh-uh. No. Let's enjoy what he has going on right now. I know it was a joke, but can you imagine Tom Brady 9, 10 Super Bowl rings? Just stop, man. Now you're just torturing everybody. Go away. Go home. Let somebody else get a chance. It kind of feels like that already. We're going to take a break. More of your calls when we come back. 855-212-4CBS. You can't be surprised with what Brady is doing. And to say product of the system up in New England? Nah, it takes 2 to tango. It don't work that way. More of your calls when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You heard the number. 855-212-4CBS. Ain't nothing funny about what you're going to see February 7th. There is no jokes when it comes to the 43-year-old quarterback who threw 40 touchdowns and is going to his 10th Super Bowl. There ain't no joke. That is a straight reality. And must I remind you right now, you already know this, but guess what? On Sunday, February 7th, join CBS for the biggest event in 2021. The AFC champion Chiefs take on the NFC champion Buccaneers in Super Bowl 55. Coverage begins 2 Eastern, 11 Pacific, with Super Bowl Today leading up to kickoff, which is at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. February 7th, the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 55 is on CBS. Now it's time to get back to your calls. We got quite a bit of time between now and the Super Bowl. We're going to have a lot of guests joining us. We had Mark Schlereth last hour. We'll have some former players. We'll have some legends. We'll have some current guys. So there's a whole lot to talk about the remaining week here and also next week. But I want to talk to you right now. I said there's no surprises with what's going on with Tom Brady. Also in the show, as we continue to roll on, we're going to talk about what's going on in Green Bay. You know, what the hell was LaFleur thinking and kicking a field goal? What was going on with Aaron Rodgers? Is he really going to leave Green Bay? We'll get to that. But let's talk about this Brady man. James is calling from Pittsburgh. James, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on Brady? Are you surprised?
Hey, JR, thanks for having me on the show, man. Yeah, I want to talk about Brady. All those Super Bowls he won with New England, man, and nobody really knew what was going to happen at the end of that season. And he went down to Tampa Bay, and all the slumps they went through, all the adversity they went through, and this is coming from a lifelong Steelers fan, you know. And he went down to Tampa Bay, you know, defeated maybe the two other best quarterbacks of his generation in the playoffs get to the Super Bowl, you know, to face, you know, the new era of the NFL quarterback in Patrick Mahomes. You know, I think it's almost poetic. You know, it doesn't matter who comes out on top, like how freaking cool that is and how cool sports can be. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, James. And thank you for calling from Pittsburgh. Like you said, James is a fan of the Steelers. He ain't trying to see Tom Brady anymore. He's hoping that Ben Roethlisberger is, you know, putting WD-40 on his elbow. That's what he's hoping for. I don't want to see Tom Brady. But as a football fan, it is poetic. It's a movie. It's a film. It's something, I don't know, Walt Disney, you know, thought about you know, decades ago. I don't know. James is calling up from Los Angeles. James, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, JR, man? How you doing? Yeah, great. Yeah, I'm not surprised at all, man. Some people are just born with that it factor. You know, I called you up about a month or so ago, and I was telling you the difference between Bruce Lee and Jackie Chan, you know. And
James, thank you for triggering my memory. I remember that conversation, but go on ahead. Go. Tell us again.
Yeah, but I'm saying some people just have it, you know. Achilles in Troy, Doc Holliday in Tombstone, you know, even real life characters. Jeter, Jordan, Kobe, they just have it. Some people have it, and it's not a knock against the people they play against. Right. Aaron Rodgers is, like you said, the most talented quarterback we've ever seen. But
that's what I think,
when it comes to the rubber meeting the road, I mean, you could blame LaFleur. You could blame, you know, he takes some of the blame, too, for not running on that 3rd-and-8. But, you know, Tom Brady, it was never any doubt that once he was in control of the game, that was it.
Sure.
You know?
Right.
You know, people
that are like, we know that.
Tiger Woods, you know?
Right. We know that, James. They are, except there's people who are good at what they do, and they at a whole nother level. But you reminded me here. You had mentioned Jackie Chan and then Bruce Lee. When you think about what's going on right now, is like Jackie Chan is, what is that, Patrick Mahomes is he trying to become the Bruce Lee? Is this what you're saying here?
No, I'm saying, you know, like I said, we like Jackie Chan, we gonna give him credit, but we love Bruce Lee. Love Bruce Lee.
Okay.
You know what I mean? We like Phil Mickelson, we love Tiger Woods.
Now, I don't know,
you know
about
what I mean?
That. Not me.
Okay. Okay. In general.
Sure. Yeah. Well, James, James, I appreciate you because every time you join, you bring culture to the show. You bring pop culture. I love the references,
right,
James. So you calling from Los Angeles, ain't no big surprise that you about the entertainment. I'll talk to you soon, sir. James. You hit me up soon, okay?
Yes, sir. Have a good day.
You as well. Listen to James. We done went from Jackie Chan and Bruce Lee and Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods. He said everything except for Halle Berry. I'm pretty sure he might have stories there. I don't know. Tony is calling from right down the road. Let's go to Tony in San Diego. Tony, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing?
I'm terrific. What's up?
Hey, listen, I think that this call is going to take you as a shocker.
I think Brady's getting
too much credit. I'm against Tom Brady. I do not think he's winning the divorce against Bill Belichick, and I'll tell you the reasons why. He got Jimmy Garoppolo shipped off behind Belichick's back got Jimmy Garoppolo sent to San Francisco.
Okay.
That's what caused the friction between Belichick and Tom Brady.
Yeah, okay? We know. Yeah.
So as he ships Garoppolo to San Francisco, he leaves the Patriots with less than $3 million to bring an elite quarterback. Who are you going to find for under $3 million for an elite quarterback? On top of that, you got nine plays opting out for the Patriots this year. Nine.
Yeah, okay.
Brady goes down to Tampa, and Max Kellerman, my man, says it the way it is. He went down to Tampa with an embarrassment of riches from A.B., from Gronkowski, from Cameron Brate, Godwin, O.J. Howard. So my question to all you people that think Brady is the GOAT.
You people.
My question to you is, if Brady's such a GOAT, why didn't he go to Indianapolis Colts and win a championship? In 1993,
Tony, stop. I have an answer for you. No, Tony. Hey, Tony, stop for a minute. Do you know anybody that walks around and says, I can't wait to be a loser? Do you know anybody who, wait. Do you said a lot there, and I let you go. I gave you, sub-commentary, but I let you say your piece. Do you know anybody who walks around and says, man, look at that, $10 million over there. Look at, instead of getting 10, I'll go over there and I'll take three. You know, there are A situations and there are B situations. The man wants to win. Okay. Why wouldn't he want to go to a better team? What is it? It's the ultimate challenge. He's trying to win here. He's not trying to show that, let me make life difficult for myself here. Why the hell would he do that?
JR, the fact of the matter is, if everyone compares him to Joe Montana, Joe Montana, back in 1993, he took a Kansas City Chiefs team with an 11-year Marcus Allen, 11-year running back in Marcus Allen, and he had an 8-year Willie Davis. That's all he had for offensive talent.
Tony.
And he took it. He took the Chiefs to an AFC championship against the Buffalo Bills. They lost 30-13.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but let me speak, JR. So what I'm trying to say is Montana did more with less. If Brady was such a goat, he should not join a Tampa Bay team with an embarrassment of riches.
What?
And in 2019, he finished the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with number 5 in total defense.
What the hell is this, LeBron? Tony, this is getting ridiculous. I feel like we're talking about LeBron James here. The man just left the team. I feel like I've heard the same thing about LeBron. This is the facts and this is the reality. If you want to say why do people look at Tom Brady and say, oh, well, he is, there's no disputing any of this. He is the most accomplished quarterback ever. He has more accolades than anyone. And I don't think anyone is walking around and saying that he did it all by himself. He has readily admitted. It's come out of his mouth. He said it last night. We played it twice so far here in the show where he says, yeah, you know what? Football is the ultimate team sport. Okay? But you know what the fact is? On the teams that he's been a part of, for him being the talent, to be the guy out there on the field, he's the tip of the spear. He's working with Belichick. So I don't see comparisons hardcore here to Montana. The guy worked with what he had, just like everybody did. And he did an amazing job, bigger than anybody's ever done before. So what's your point?
He would get crippled. He could not handle Joe Montana's ever.
All right, Tony, thank you. Well, Tony, listen.
Have a nice day. Thank you for...
Listen, Tony, no. He would be crippled. Do me a favor, Tony. Find me a DeLorean, okay? Find me a DeLorean, and let's go back in time. Forget the future. Let's go back in time, and you plug in the pieces, and you make that work. Shout-outs to a caller. We had a caller last week who says that he listens to the show every night while he is building his man cave. And I heard he has the generator. His generator was in the background. You heard it. Go find him. Go get a DeLorean. Go back in time and fit all of those pieces together so we could see Brady in a Chiefs uniform and let's figure out what happens. Can't take anything away from this guy. Come on. Mitchell is calling from Wisconsin. Mitch, I'm pretty sure you can't stand Brady, but you know he's the man, right?
Yeah, lifelong Ravens fan here, and I'm about to say something blasphemy.
Okay, yeah, please.
I think Brady's IQ gets underrated. When you talk about the top ones right now, you probably say Breeze, you probably say Rodgers. That screen pass last night field goal for Sukup, he just threw it in the dirt. He knew it wasn't there. Any other QB, they make something happen there.
Underrated. Well, thank you, Mitch.
Underrated.
I don't think so, Mitch, because I don't think you do what he's done. I don't think, and we're hitting a break here, Mitch. That's one thing I've never heard. Tom Brady, his IQ is underrated. You seen the accuracy? You seen the touchdown to INT ratio? You see the 2-minute drill? You see the drives? You see what happens in the red zone? You see the championships? It's not by accident. It's not because he's Lamar Jackson in the gym. It's not because he's going to outrun somebody on the track. It's because of his brain. He ain't outrunning anybody. He's not doing more push-ups than Russell Wilson. He's not beating Lamar. He's not Justin Herbert. He's not looking over the entire planet and world. The guy physically, if he's walking down the street, you wouldn't take him as a quarterback. It is his brain. To hear that, you know, you think he's underrated because of his brain, I think that's blasphemous. We know he's one of the greatest, but because of what goes on upstairs. More of your calls when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.